Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Oh, hey there, a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio is happening right here, right now, and you're here for it. My name is Marissa. If you've ever got anything that you'd like discussed on the podcast, you want to say hi, you want to whatever, Marissa at voicecoaches.com. Just make sure you spell my name right, because otherwise, I mean, you're going to have a bit of a problem, I think. M-A-R-I-S-S-A at voicecoaches.com. And hopefully this is finding you well. We're about mid-October, getting a little bit closer to Halloween, which is nice. I still have no idea what I'm going to be. I had an idea. And then my fiance is like, well, wait, we're not going to do a couple's costume? And I'm like, well, okay, back to the drawing board, and now we can't agree on anything, so that's fun. But hopefully, you know, you got some things squared away, because otherwise, I mean, let's be serious. We're a crunch time now when it comes to getting some costumes together. But thankfully, I can be real creative, and things can be done in a matter of moments. That's just how my brain operates, I think. I saw on the weird holiday calendar list today that coming up this weekend, if you're listening to this on release day, then this is October 18th, I think. And coming up this weekend on the 20th, which is Sunday, it's National Youth Confidence Day. And I wanted to bring this up because you know what happens so many times is that we lack confidence, I think, mainly because of outside chatter, right? And that's why so many of us put off the things that we want to do and the goals and the dreams that we want to pursue, because the outside chatter has told us, you know what, maybe you should do something that's a little safer. And that's why, you know, as I'm going in and teaching these classes here with voice coaches, we get a lot of people that are, you know, near retirement. And they're like, I've always wanted to do this, but I went and I did my career and I had a family. And now it's like getting closer to retirement age. I'm just trying to think about the future and what I really want. And the kids are out of the house and now I got to do something for me. And it's like, man, but what if, right? What if you were able to have that confidence in the beginning of life that allowed you to go ahead and spread your wings? Like, what would have happened? What could have happened? I mean, maybe somebody's path is that, where it's like you had to go and you had to experience life to understand what truly makes you happy and what direction you really are supposed to head into. But what if you know it right from the beginning and it's the outside chatter that has you go somewhere else? Like, it's so frustrating, right? So I'm a perfect example of not necessarily building confidence, but having parents that I think they understood. They probably didn't know that, oh, she's dyslexic. Oh, she has anxiety when it comes to test taking and all these things. And she's not just a dum-dum. But they knew that when it came to like book smarts, that's not me, right? That's not their daughter. And sure, maybe I actually am book smart. It's just poor test taking. But that being said, I was always the creative person. And they saw who I was, you know, when I was home and just, you know, comfortable. I was always entertaining. So, you know, here I was as a, you know, we'll say adult. You know, I had just graduated college. So like I was, I don't know, 19, 20, technically an adult, but like a young 19 or 20. And I looked at them and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this degree. Now, in my defense, I had a fine arts degree. I have a fine arts degree. And I wasn't really sure I'm not quite sure what I could, you know, do with that. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty. Just having a degree in general is helpful. But I looked at it like I am so sick of doing like actual physical art that I don't wanna. And, you know, in these last couple semesters that I did at this college, I was doing everything I could to try to break myself out of my shyness. And that is something that I've discussed on the podcast before, because I feel like there are so many people that get a little bit nervous and in their own way you know, starting to do all this stuff because it's like, I want to do it. But then, like, we hold ourselves back. And that's what I was doing over and over and over again, time and time again, you know, from the time I was basically born through, you know, my early 20s. And I personally needed to take those steps to allow myself that comfort. And that wasn't easy. But I really think, like, we'll say as a youth, as a young, you know, person, just getting out of my teens and into my 20s, it was my parents, I think, that when they said, you know what, go ahead. You know, because I said I brought up this radio and television school. I was like, I think I want to try it. It's a 6-month program. You know, I have to audition to get in. And I think I just, you know, after the last couple semesters taking acting and everything, like, I think I just want to try. And, you know, radio had been something that had been on my brain for a very long time. My family's very musical. It's not more like playing instruments or singing, but it's just the love and the passion for music itself that, you know, it's always been in me. So when I mentioned this trade school, both of my parents just were like, you know what? We're going to let you do that. Because if you want to do it, we want you to do what you want to do. And it's just like, it's that little bit of push that can be what somebody needs to take them to that next level. And listen, I'm not going to say it built up my confidence real big, right? But I'm not going to say that I wasn't nervous going in there to do whatever audition, but I went in and I did what I could. And next thing I know, it's like, hey, you're in. And I was just like kind of mind blown there for a moment. It's just like, whoa, okay, you know, maybe I can do this. So it's like that little push from my parents and then that additional like push from the school. And then next thing I know, I'm starting day one of school, and like a month later after putting in so much work, I mean, day in and day out, this was my focus every single day. It's like I would leave there or I would start my morning because I was in the afternoon class, and I would be prepping and studying like crazy, and I would be finding different things that I wanted to use in class, and, you know, ideas for, you know, writing commercials and, like, you know, just everything I could think of. And I was working real, real hard. And a month or so in, all of a sudden, here I found myself getting my first part-time job. And it's just like, sometimes when we support what might seem like, you know, an out there kind of dream, that support goes a long way. So maybe you need that support around you right now. And you can find it. You can find it potentially in some of the people in your circle. If you haven't even talked about the fact that you have been thinking that you want to start doing voiceover, or maybe you've been playing around with it in your downtime as a hobby, but you've kind of kept it to yourself. Maybe it's a matter of opening your mouth and being like, hey, you know, I think I want to give this a shot. And just see how supportive the people around you can be. You know, give them that chance, that opportunity. But also, maybe it's a matter of joining some online groups or whatever with people with similar interests that, you know, you can kind of bounce off each other and you can kind of build each other up a little bit to know what you're doing well and, you know, maybe get some feedback on, hey, why don't you try this out? You know, and just having that rapport with others that are also just trying to better themselves and trying to, you know, go ahead and, you know, make something of a dream that they've had, you know, like that in itself can be something that is incredibly worthwhile. So, you know, it just seeing that pop up on the calendar, you know, it really does start with, you know, youth and, you know, if you're talked down to or talked out of or whatever, that, God, that hurts. And it makes you feel like, well, maybe I shouldn't. Why did I ever think of doing that? You know, and it leaves you questioning your abilities and wants and all those things. And then it might scar you a little bit in the future as well of, like, you know, questioning other things that you want to do. Like, maybe that's the wrong idea too. You know, so I always feel like we need to listen to, you know, the kids and the teens and you know, those college age kids, like, listen to what they're saying, because I think a lot of us have a gut instinct of what we want to do and what we're meant to do. But it's the outside chatter. Don't scare somebody off. Just because it's something you wouldn't do doesn't mean that they shouldn't be doing it and that they can't do it. Because, God, how many people have surprised? I've surprised every single person that came encounter with me as a youth and, you know, young adult. Like, anybody that hasn't seen me in a while, they're like, I'm sorry, you do what? Last summer, 60,000 people and at the New York State Fair. And I made them all go, woo, it's mind-blowing to so many. So I think, for yourself, take those steps to get that, build that confidence and find that support group and, you know, be that support group for somebody else as well as they are just starting to get their trek into what could be next for them as their careers are just beginning. It's very, very important that we have that safe place and just people that are kind of cheering us on, I think. But if you've got anything you want us to chat about here on the podcast, you can always hit me up, marissa@voicecoaches.com. We are constantly doing different workshops if you want to learn more about voice coaches and, the voiceover industry. So please head over to voicecoaches.com. There's always promo codes to save a couple bucks, and if you want to join the program at all, you'll get information there as well. And hopefully you'll be tuned back in next week. We got a brand new episode coming your way right here with Voice Coaches Radio. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.